even if usually we come in contact with these things in negative form, there's always, if it exists, it exists for good reason. The idea of pitui is that a man has the capability of going beyond. And pitui is a process of giving a person a glimpse of that's beyond the surface, and therefore he should go beyond. Right? Man has an unlimited factor to him. The fact that he's a chelik of the kamina. But he's packaged in a very, very finite factor called a guf, which is very, very limited. Only tell here, and that's it. You can only throw this far, see that far, hear this far, and that's it. That's the end. Lulay, the pitui factor that can attract the attention and arouse the neshama to overcome the limitations of the guf, and the guf would overcome the extensive qualities of the neshama, and man would not go beyond his limitations. So the Bunchman created a world that is mixed of the infinite and the finite, and therefore it has to have reality being presented in two forms, finite and infinite. Infinite always, you can't exactly tell me what exactly is infinite. If I could tell you exactly, it would just be a bigger finite. We can only call it the beyond. We can only say that's beyond that which you can test out in there, testable. It's not so simply measurable. So there has to be koichas nefesh that correspond to this. This that enables a person to operate in those type of processes. That's the idea that we threw out in the very, very kitzer, and if I don't need to explain it very long. We didn't talk about how you're supposed to use it. We didn't talk about how you're not supposed to use it. We just throw it out as a reality of the situation that the Rebbeinu Yishlom gave us a world of a chanut. Okay? What we did want to speak about tonight, and that maybe will give us some understanding of this issue too, is the payment issue. Okay? We want to go now back to the Beriyena. We're not dealing necessarily with Issa B'chlal. We're dealing with getting the needs that you're supposed to have. Okay? And the problem is, when a person doesn't realize he's going to have to pay. That's the problem. That's where you went wrong. That's the warning of the Mishnah. The Mishnah is telling you, right, keep in mind that you have to pay. It's a chanut. It's not a handout. It's a chanut. Whatever you take, you're going to pay. And then, maybe just so that we can move right along, since we have to finish this Mishnah sometime. Mishnayis is a good example of infinite package in finite pen. This goes on and on. I want to do that in an hour. It's ridiculous. But we'll try a little piece. We have here in the Mishnah, besides the chanut makif that the Ben Yehuda run in a payment factor, we have in the end of the this piece, hurry to Lilva's Bol of Aloyva. And we asked that question. I think we asked the question. In a simple chat, you could explain that this is just referring to the credit system of this chanut. Shlachoy was already said. That's already said. The Pindchos Pesuach Yarkei Seves Chanuni Makif. And it's all explaining. That all of that was already explained. This idea that you're taking on credit and keep your cheshbon straight. Now there's another idea. I wrote to the lava. Lava is usually not, relates firstly, foremostly to money. You can borrow milk, but usually you borrow money. And taking on credit, although that it is a type of a loan, it's not really a loan. It's buying and you owe money because you bought. It's not a loan. Calling it a loan would indicate to us that there's maybe some other operation going on here too. This is a very interesting chanut. We'll start with my local makolet. Local makolet, so you buy your goods, and they write down. Now somebody's missing 10 shekel for a bus card or whatever it costs, and didn't have the change, So if he has good relationship, good credit line with the Baal Chanut, he can ask him sometimes, like, maybe you can give me the cash and write it down on the card. It's not already on the bill. And the relationship will do that. So it's not a loan place. But since there is a relationship already established of credit, because of the Chanut part, there's an addition that the limitations of the relationship of this borrowing or credit line is not limited only to the Chanut itself, but it goes somewhat beyond that. It's somewhat beyond the limits too. You can borrow. You can borrow beyond the Chanut story. Chanut story is the main story, and then not only that, you can take out a loan. So what we have here is on the map, we have a Chanut story where there's a problem with payment, we don't know what the payment is about. And then the not only that is that there's an addition, an extension, a furthering of whatever the first story is, a thing called loan. You can go beyond. Another beyond. Here's another beyond. This is a missionary. This is a real beyond. This mission is beyond. But it's not enough that there's a chanut and you got to pay for it, but there's another thing you can do there too. You want to, you can go beyond also. There's a basic process of chanut and paying, taking your needs and paying for it. And then there's a possibility of koloroi to live with love of life. So let's see if we can get some understanding of what that's all about. Well, we'll start from Rambam's story. Medrash. It's a famous medrash. In the Chesed of Avraham, Olam Chesed Yibone. Olam Chesed Yibone. The basic creation of the world, the first mida that the world is all based on is Chesed. And therefore, the first Av that came to bring down the Hanhaga of Avraham Shalom to be personified, that was Avraham Avinu, and he took the Amud HaChesed. Afterwards, Yitzhak and Yaakov continued in other areas, but the first area, everything starts with Chesed. Olam Chesed Yibone. Avraham Avinu. So the Medrash explains that he set up this Eshel. He had it in the middle of the go over there, or people were both through. And he would see somebody tired, hungry, and thirsty, would call him on, sit him under the tree, and give him bread, meat, and wine. Yeah, it's really nice for Moses also, right? First class. Okay, the guy's got his bread, meat, and wine, took a little nap under the tree before he wants to get up. He said, oh, thank you very much, I think I'll be on my way. He says, no, 1 minute. 1 minute, the story's not over yet. We just started. Now he gives him a shia. Rambam gave him a shia and a munu. I started telling him, so what are you thanking? Why are you thanking me? I created you, I created the bread. All I did was I was a channel that the bread that was meant to be for you came from its source to you through me. I thank you. But I didn't create, not you, not the bread. Why don't you thank the one who created me, you, and the bread? So if he was a good Talmud, he heard, he was clean of the sight of Amunah, taking everything back to its source. So fine. He was told into Mevorach, he said Berachas Avodah, and he was lived happily ever after. He joined the Rambam, checked the Talmud up on his list. What happens if he refused? He said, I'm sorry, I'm not from that school of thought. I'm from the Avodah Zohar, and that's very nice. I respect your ideas, but I have different ideas. Okay? It's not for me. I'm from different mafloga. Okay? So Avodah said, oh yeah? Oh. By the way, how about the bill? Bread cost $10, meat cost $100, and wine cost I don't know how much. Okay? And he sent him up a bill. Sell the bill. And it's even expensive. But yeah, big crisis. I thought, well, what's this? He said, oh, in the middle of the midbar. So are you eating bread, like meat, wine, in the middle of the midbar? It costs a lot of money to eat students in a restaurant in the middle of the midbar. It's an expensive place. And he says, you took my bread. What are you taking my bread for? You eat my baseball. Get paid for it. That's more or less what the Major says. The Major says that he pressured the person. Right? Tell the person I felt under a lot of pressure. He knew that it's either bench or pay. And he signed to bench instead of pay, and then that was the end of the story. What is this? What was this? It was a kviyat datit. The first kviyat datit. What is this all about? What's it all about? What kind of business is that? Avraham Avinu had two, we're not going to go explain why the Dafke had. He had two major roles. He was Ish HaChesed, Amun HaChesed, and he was the Shoyish of Amun in the world. He was that that brought Amun back into the world. So he had two big jobs to do. He started with the first job, he gave a person bread, and he gave him a suda. Then he tried to do the second job, but it didn't go so good. So he take back the first. Well, what kind of business is this? What kind of business is this? If it didn't go good the first time, so Amun you didn't teach him, but chesed you do, keep your chesed. What are you charging money for? What's that all about? The answer is that Avraham Avinu doesn't give up so easy. At first, you don't succeed. Keep trying. First, explain to him nicely that the natural process of receiving chesed requires the vavech. Okay? Explain it to him. If he understood it, fine. If he doesn't understand it, then he had to show him what the result is if anybody doesn't want to accept the chesed process. He says there's only two processes in the world. That's all that exists. The whole world goes around a dual system. Okay, there are only two processes. There's two forms of behavior. Two forms of existence. And there are two powers that keep the world rolling. Chesed and din. That's all there is. But just kacha, lama kacha, doesn't exist. So Avraham Avinu told the person, he says, what do you want? He says, you want chesed? No problem. Chesed? I'm for that. Okay? I'm for that. I believe in that. I believe the chesed is the one that a person should look for. But you can't go halfway. If chesed, then chesed. Chesed is a whole world. Chesed is a whole world. Chesed doesn't only start and finish with the giving of chesed. The giving of chesed is only a complete chesed if it's a makabala chesed. Somebody who receives the chesed is chesed. If he receives the chesed as din, megiali. Right? He receives the chesed as mikra, kacha, stop. A person ate. He ate yesterday. You're going to eat tomorrow? How do you know? How do you know you're going to eat tomorrow? You had bread yesterday? You had bread tomorrow? How do you know? A child at home, say an adult child, an older child. He eats by his father's house. His father gave him clothes yesterday, he's going to give him next year. So it depends. It depends. If the child says, father, I'm going to have, because Abba has to give me. He owes it to me. I have it coming to me. That means he's turned the merechet, the relationship, into one of din. It's going to end up in a breakdown. Father and son relationship. You want it to turn into din, so you turned it into din. If you want it to keep it as chesed, you're going to have to receive it as chesed. You can't receive it as chesed. Right? It can't be given as chesed and be received as din. That's a short circuit. It doesn't work. It's a short circuit. If it was given as chesed and you want to receive it as din, it's going to blow up. It doesn't work. Right? You have only two ways that the world can run. Either din or chesed. That's what there is. That's all that exists.
Keep it open.
What?
That's far from us. Keep it open. Where does that fit in?
That's that. Chesed, within, that's all there is. Chesed. We have to know that if we walk in a midbar and we bump into Avraham Avinu and he gives us a meal. Now, there's two choices how we receive that meal. Either we received it as a relationship of chesed, then it's got to have the resultant. You have to be the makabel of chesed. You have to play the role. You have to complete the process of being a makabel of chesed. If you are, then we have a total chesed process here, and we can leave the din out of this. There's no need to bid. There's no need for it. It would even interfere. It wouldn't be nice. I'd leave it on the side. Forget it. It's not neutral. There's no problem. It's saving them all. Saving everything is just fine. If you don't want to accept it as chesed, then you better pay. You took something from somebody. You could say it in a more simple form. Avraham Avinu told him, just listen, who's this? If you recognize that everything comes from the Bereishis, and everything that a person has is there also for his needs, and all that's behind his needs is to help other people. So I didn't give you yours, mine, I gave you yours, what was meant to be yours, and I was zoicha to be the channel how I was going to get from the Bnei Shalom to you. And my daughter asked me once, why would say I'm zoicha min ha'aretz? She was 4 or 5, I don't remember. Why would say I'm zoicha min ha'aretz? I don't get the ground, but the bread comes out of the makolet. Everybody knows that. Bread comes out of the makolet, but it's going to go to the palace. You know, she's looking out in the chatzah, she didn't see any bread growing. There wasn't a makolet. It's bread every day. Okay? So if you want to break the system, if you want to go back to where things really come from, so that you say it's not coming to you as a process of a shvul from a bench from chesed. You say it's mine, you ate mine. No reason if you eat mine. If you ate mine, pay. If you ate mine, pay. But the idea behind it that we have to know is that there's either, this all exists, it's chesed. And it's up to a person. It's up to a person in his relationship to what he receives to determine how he's receiving. We're talking now on the receiving end. When you're getting, how do you receive? So you receive either as a chesed receiver or as din. That's what there is. What is the basic, without going into great, extension? One liner. What determines a chesed makabel? What does it look like if you're being makabel proper as chesed? Okay. The way it looks is a koras hatov. The process is complete when there's recognition that it's coming from where it comes from its original source. Number two, there's a recognition, there's a erech, a value, understanding of what it is that I received. Number three, there's a baruch, there's hoidor. There's an expression back to the original source. If you give me something, and I give you back a proper, fitting expression of Hedor, then we've completed the cycle. The cycle is complete. The world is built on circuits, right? Just like electronic circuits. If it goes, completes, goes back to its source, then the whole thing works. There's a break anywhere along the line. There's no one line. There's no one way. It's got to go there and back. If it went there and back, then it's fine. If you break it along the line, then if you took from here to here and there's no back, then you got to take out money to make the other line go back. But what you can do instead is you can bruch. You can give bruch. Bruch is a very interesting process. Bruch is a very interesting process which completes the cycle. Because of the limitation of the time, I can't go too much into explaining how bruch works. But I'll maybe just throw out one line. You want to see that it's true? You want to see that it's true? You can try it out. Do something for something. Something that costs you. Cost you efforts, physical efforts, emotional efforts, money. Do something for something. Make a shem brocha. Do something. What? Do something. Find something to do. Make an effort. Do a chesed that hurts. Chesed that hurts. That's something that you know that you feel it. You know? One of those, yeah? Okay. Now, do this for somebody that you don't know, don't care about, and you're not in the mood for doing this. You gonna do it? It depends. How much did I get paid for it? Huh? If I get paid, I'll do it. If I don't get paid, I won't do it. It's amazing. For $100, people will do these tremendous chef of brachas of a total stranger. It's getting paid for it. Right? In other words, the efforts and all of this, it can be done, and the person feels balanced, feels everything is beseder, if he gets paid for it, right? Okay, so payment, you hear, I put it out, I did, it cost me, it hurt me, I did it, but I got payment, so it's beseder, right? That's balanced, everything is okay, right? You want to see? Do a real chesed. Full-fledged, real thing, right? Okay. And hear things. Not the real thing. Nothing. Not the, you know, not a guest of honor and a meal. Just normal, real things. Doesn't matter how it's expressed. You'll see the feel the same balance. Everything is fine. With a smile. When you get paid, everything is fine. And you put the money in the bank. All right, so I got the money. It makes it okay. Makes it worth the effort. Right? But it usually ends up with a bit of a grumble. Right? You have a call for this. That's a lot of hard work. And you know what I'm saying? Is it worth it? Not worth it. All right, save. Made the money. Like I said, that makes the equation was completed with din. It's complete, but it's din. Din is in hasgishmak, it's chesed. But if I give it, may she have a bracha says, and they appreciate it, and they express the appreciation, I feel tremendous. It was a pure, profitable investment. Purely kedai. I feel sated. I know I'm oversimplifying difficult issues.
Yeah, I mean, when you do that, so then you manifest with the Kodesh Baruch Hu's complete no same. I mean, the whole thing is to do it the way he does it, when you do a chesed,
yeah.
So then you're doing something outside of yourself. I mean, and that's what he's doing, basically. That's what Kodesh Baruch Hu does. He does something outside of himself. Mm-hmm. So that's the real circuit. It's the real circuit. The more a person gives, so the more he can come to all kinds of fantastic things that Kodesh Baruch Hu wants to have, like Ava and stuff like that. So, but when you you do it, where you personally think you're going to get some benefit from it.
No, okay.
Well, if it's
benefit, then it's payment. I'm not talking about payment.
No, but when it's alts din.
Not din. I'm talking chesed. When you get appreciation.
Yeah.
When you did without expecting appreciation, and then you got the appreciation.
Without expecting appreciation.
Yeah. Oh,
you didn't do it for the
appreciation. Oh, okay.
You do it for the chesed, right?
Yeah, right.
But then you get the appreciation.
Yeah.
Everything's great. You feel that tallied. You don't feel he owes you anything.
And if you don't get the appreciation?
That's a chesed that hurts.
Then it's not good.
You didn't do it for the chesed.
It's not good for you.
It's not good. No money, no appreciation?
That's what I'm saying, with the money, you didn't do it for the
chesed. It's not good for you, it's not good for him.
No.
What?
So this is the secret that I'm throwing out over here. I can't go into it properly right now. The normal understanding is that the process of saying thank you is some responsibility, some quality of nefesh of the receiver. And if he doesn't do it, it's his problem. Right?
You need to do it.
And if he doesn't, it's his problem. Right? That's not true. It's not true. Fush. In any place. the process is incomplete. The process is incomplete. My chesed is left incomplete without receiving thanks and more than thanks, different than thanks. Thanks is the goyish understanding. That's as far as they can go. Right? That's as far as they got.
Yeah.
It's good. Right? It's good. It's a good start, but it's not all. Klai Yisrael has a higher understanding. The higher understanding is called Barucha. I'll give you a little bit of understanding of it. Here, I'll show you how it works. What does Barucha do? What does Barucha do?
This is a source.
What? You recognize
the source.
What does that do?
What?
And what does that do?
Brings the Shefa back down again. Completes the circle.
And what happens then? You're the same place where you started?
You're better. Yeah, you went up a shot.
You went up a shot. You're energized.
More debates.
Yeah, you're energized. You got bigger. If I get chesed, no appreciation, right? So I have my chesed, I didn't get bigger. I did my chesed, I'll get schar for it. But the totality. Chazal say that Yisr Masha Ha'osha Oisir La'oni Oni Oisir La'oshi. When the Oni is Mavorach, the proper process, when an Oni receives Stoker, they did. He has a right to get Stoker. Right? And the Osha gives the Oni. So the proper reaction of the Oni is an expression of Hido and Baruch. It's Mavorach. The Osha. What did the Osha get? What did the Osha give? The Osha gave $1. Now they gave $10. Right, what did he get? $100,000. What did he get? He got a Baruch. How much? I don't know. $1,000. Right? But whenever there's a chesed process, full chesed process always means that a person recognizes that he's only a tzino, he's a process where that was meant for him came from the source, from the Bnei Shem to where it ends. And the giver's part of the recognition of that and the creation of that is the giving. It's the giving and giving understanding that he's giving. He doesn't deserve a medal for it. He's giving because that's the right thing to do. That's ketikuno. That's the way it should be. It's really his. It's not mine. Right. The receiver's recognition is vadai. Right. The Vayishlam gave me, right? But he gave me through him. So I am a moide and mevorech the giver. That the way he was zoche this time to give, so he should continue to be able to give. Okay? So his giving capabilities grow. The total chesed picture, the whole cycle, is completed with the Hidor and the Ruch. Now we have to upgrade this. You know, that's what the Mishnah is talking about over here. And here is a little sticky. It's a little sticky. Okay? But what can we do? It's the facts of life, and we have to deal with it. Right. Vadai, before the Rebbeinu Shem created the world, he had no need for us and certainly no need for our brachas. Right. After he created the world, mitzad atzmai, no need for our brachas. But that was the relationship that Rebbeinu Shem created. Right. That he exists in the world to the degree that we bring him into the world, and he doesn't exist in the world to the degree that we don't exist in the world. The amounts of the Rebbeinu Shem's capability to do chesed in the world is determined by us. Right? When we say Haido, halacha, birchas hamazon, is Haido, right? You're saying thank you and the meal I just finished. I have to have bread there on the table because in brocho, okay, chala, elo ado sheish by mamish, right? I have to leave a piece of bread there. What's that all about? I'm varak the bread, I'm receiving a bracha, or I'm giving the Bnei Shem a bracha? I'm being moida al ha'ova. What's this all about? There it is. That always goes together. Yeah. The Bnei Shem gave me, and I completed the process of the Bein Shem's giving by receiving properly, right, that enables the Bein Shem to give me tomorrow. And that's chal miyad. If there's a piece of bread there, it's chal miyad. The Bein Shem's new capability, that the Bein Shem created such a world that for him to give tomorrow, I have to enable him to do it. My barucha on today's meal gives me tomorrow's meal. My birchas hamazon that I say today enables the Bein Shem to mashpia b'chaz doig that I should have bread tomorrow. So whenever I receive properly, the process starts again in a bigger way, in a better way. It goes up. That's why it's a chenut. The truth of the matter is, giving matnas chinam is no good. It's no good. The Bein Shem didn't want that. If he wanted that, he didn't have to create the world, because then that would help create it. The Bein Shem wanted a full process. A full process is a two-way street. But it's still chesed. A two-way street doesn't have to be mecha chomem. A two-way street can be chesed. But you can choose how you want. It's got to be a two-way street. The Bein Shem created the world, it's got to be a two-way street. There's no one-way street. It doesn't work. And that, it says, a person who wants one-way streets, oyev matonis, singing matonis yichin, oyev matonis, means you want to cut the circuit, that's death. If you want to cut the circuit, you're going to die. You have to have the circuits going. You have to have the circuits going. Does that mean that everything's got to be stone? It's got to be din? Chas v'sholom. I love chesed yipon. Bein Shem created the world kulay shel chesed. But still chenut. Still chenut. How's it work? How's it work? The Gemara Brachos. The Gemara Brachos. Famous Gemara. Let's get it straight. Let's get it straight. What's Avraham Avinu coming? And he's telling this poor traveler. He says, you gotta do something now. Right? Your choice is either to give a bracha or to pay. You gotta do. Why does he have to do? He says, "What do you want? What do you want? What are you being money me? I must go for. I must react now. I don't want to react." He says, "Why did I eat? Yeah, I know the Bein Shem created the world, but a shemaim shemaim l'shem. Taking without a broch is gezel, because it was never given with no strings attached. It was given as the Bein Shem." It was given as a process of a capability of coming in contact with the Rebbeinu. Now we'll go to the Binyan of Chenut. There are two basic understandings of what Olam Hazeh is in the Tchum of Rishus. There are two basic ways how to look at the world. One way is the more standard way, and it's also good. It's a basic level, which is also good. It goes like this. Do mitzvahs and don't do aveiros. Right now, it's not a mitzvah or aveiros. Do what you want. That's the simple way of how a person runs through their life, and that's true. That's true. That's the level called tzaddik. It's the most basic level. And on that level, the world, it's not a chanut. You can take what you need, so you only have to pay for aveiros. That's why you have the other pshat in the rishon. You only have to pay for rishon for aveiros. If you came home, put up your feet, took a cup of coffee, a piece of cake, everything was kosher, you said, "No, it's fine." Well, whatever. You know, you're just saying rishus. It's not a mitzvah. It's not an aveiros. It's a without that, rishus, right? It's just your needs. You ate breakfast, that's all you did. You ate breakfast. From the level of tzaddik, it's not a mitzvah, it's not a veyra. You ate breakfast, mazel tov, nothing, right? It doesn't go, that's, you know, no man's line, it doesn't go into the cheshbon. It's not, do your mitzvahs, we'll count up the mitzvahs, do your veyra, don't do a veyra, you do a veyra. That's what exists in the world, mitzvahs and veyra. The rest is on the side. That's true. but there's an inner level. And that inner level, the Chazal brought up to us, all of Klai Yisrael are chayiv to a certain degree. The inner level, it's not like that. And on the inner level, Klai Yisrael is mechuyif to relate to the higher level, the inner level, to a certain degree. Beyond that, each person according to his level of chassidus. Okay. The higher level is Hashem wrote some money. There's nothing that's stopped. Everything is a chiv. Where did Chazal make this a chiv? The brachos. There are other things like this, for example, it's a Shemitah. Okay. It's to reestablish in Eretz Yisrael, b'fra, kili ha'oretz. Hagav, sha'oretz noson with me'odom. Ha'oretz noson, this mama, Eretz Yisrael, he gave to Klai Yisrael. He gave it. So, make up your mind, he gave it, he didn't give it. So once in 7 years, Klai Yisrael are raised up beyond the normal Teva levels, just like the 6 days and then the Shabbos. We don't have to work. When do you have to work? That's true. In other words, there you got to work. But one day we live in Olam Haba. We don't have to live in Olam Haba. Not pitol. Hashem gave us a present. We can go to Olam Haba. In Olam Haba, you don't have to work. Right? That's Shabbos. Okay. Same thing, Shemitah. Right? You want to eat, you got to plow. So well, that's not true in Olam Haba. Right? But in Olam Haba, you don't. Once in 7 years, we're brought up to the more inner, higher levels.
It's not
Chanut. That's Chanut. The Ben Yonah is Chanut. The Ben Yonah is Chanut is that everything, well, there's no such thing as stop. All the shoes, it's got to be paid. Now, how are you going to pay? There are two ways. Either brocha or money. Either brocha or money. Either chesed or din. Either brocha or din. Every Hano, going says, every hanal that a person has in Olam Haza, when he gets up to the big in front of the big court, there's going to be a reckoning. There's a reckoning. Nothing's going to save you. Every little last hanal that you have in Olam Haza, there's a reckoning. A cheshbon. It's a hanal. It's a hanal. And then achad me'ashtay. Achad me'ashtay. Or you're going to show payment. Which means that you're going to show that you received it miyad Hashem, didn't grab it out of the hefker. You received it miyad Hashem, which therefore has two mashmoyos. One is bracha, and two is what you use it for. What do you do with it? You ate bread, there's no problem. Go ahead. With jam. And bread with the jam. Okay. What do you do with it? So number one is the actual receiving. You gotta be brocha, you gotta recognize that you receive from the above. Number two, if I breathe from the Ribbono Shel Olam, I drink water from the Ribbono Shel Olam, my hands move from the Ribbono Shel Olam, I eat breakfast from the Ribbono Shel Olam, then I can't go through the whole day and not do anything. I work for the Ribbono Shel Olam, I gotta do mitzvahs. So if I produce that day, Torah mitzvahs, complete the cycle. I ate in order to live. Say it even more. Check. No problem. Ain't shum bayah. There are places where the mitzvah stops right there and there. Ainu Shabbos. I enjoyed it. So Ainu Shabbos. I don't have to go because anything beyond that. Right there, the Ainu gives us all in Yoni Olam Hazeh B'toch mitzvahs. Everything. The whole business. Whatever that exists in Olam Hazeh, there's always a place where it's not Ainu Shabbos, so it's mitzvah.
The story is recognized.
Alright, there's always the two things. Number one is to receive and not to grab. And number two, okay, the resultant, if you received, is one thing, is the bracha. And not grabbing. That's down. Number two is that if I know that I received from the Baruch Shalom, it's going to be mechayev to use it the way the Baruch Shalom wants. If I do, that's pay. If I didn't, then I'm going to pay. Then I'm going to pay you did. The first one is payment in chesed terms. The second one is payment in din terms. That hurts. You have to pay in din terms. It's annoying. It hurts. either be served by the Mazir or the Chippa the Kever or whatever different processes the Benjamin has to make the Mekash place. So this world is an expensive hotel. It's not a free place. It's not just the more you get, the better it is. Whatever you get, you gotta pay for. That's a cheshbon now. So it's a gewalt concern to be an usher. How am I gonna pay for all that? I got $1 million, I'm gonna have to produce what the giving of $1 million is mechayiv. Who could take upon themselves such responsibilities? If how many was forced into it, so it's gonna have to be limited in the sun. The closer the needs are limited to my needs for survival, the easier it is to pay. I mean, the bunch wants me to live through the day, right? Doesn't want me to have a headache. Wants me to v'chayi b'hem. The Moshe wants us to live. Wants us to live shmarat moyus nafsho seichem. So that I eat simply in order to be healthy, right, my basic needs, that's covered easily. You need the bracha when you eat. And then, what did you do it for? Right? Because you wanted me to eat breakfast. You want I should eat breakfast. Oh, say it. That's a mitzvah. That's covered. That's covered. What do you eat for? Because behind that. Oh, covered. No problem. Okay. As much as things are limited to a person's real, real needs, it's easy to cover. It's easy to cover. But you can borrow. You can borrow. There's a chanut. There's a makolet. You get your bread, your milk, your cheese, your eggs. No problem. It's easy to cover. But there's also unlimited opportunity. You can borrow. The borrowing itself is not necessarily in and of itself an avail. Sometimes you can borrow and pay back. But you better keep a careful cheshbon. You gotta keep a careful cheshbon. Because not only do you have to pay for everything that you received, Baal Kochacha, how much that you must take out of the chanut in order to exist, but now you want to extend. You got big shoulders. You want to take even more. You want to borrow. You want to borrow, you can borrow. But you got to pay for it. Now, if you take out $100,000 loan, you could have something to back that up because you're gonna pay for it in the end. But you can borrow. It's plenty you can borrow. You can go beyond your needs. That's going on, that a person takes in the basic process of his needs.
And then he's credited the money.
Yeah, he has to get a cheshbon for that too. But most often, when you're talking about really poshut needs, okay, it's mechayev us how to take, and mechayev us taka to do. But we'll assume right now we're talking about a tzaddik. Right? So he takes, tzaddik oichol, soyven ashu. So it's not hard to cover that, to account for that. Why did you eat this? Because I had to be healthy. Say, no problem. Okay.
So that's not borrowing.
That's not borrowing, that's chanut. Right? That's chanut. He took and he paid. There was a reckoning and he was able to cover the cheshbon. He was able to cover the cheshbon. What?
He needs to breathe the next second. So that's
breathing is easy, right? Eventually, you have to understand there's a high level called Kol Neshama Tahalukot. Right? Kol Neshama Tahalukot. We're not up to that level. What? Okay. We're not up to that level of saying a brocha, of being in a constant state of brocha. Kol Neshama V'Neshama. So Chazal, we're Masakan Esmei Brochas Le'Yoyim. So that's sufficient for the Jew. For the Stam, 14 million lower levels, right? That's enough. You're covered. That'll be acceptable. Right? If you'll have mea brachos liyayim, right? With that, you can cover your basic needs of all of your involvement in the chanut. In the regular makolit process of the chanut, you're covered. 100 mea brachos. There are times when there's proper to make alvois. There are times that a person can make proper alvois.
But then there's money, honestly, otherwise
it's Example. There are times when a person has to take an overdose beyond the normal needs, right? And he'll have to account for it, and he'll be able to account for it. Because there are times when, just like there's a proper, a loan is a proper thing, there's just such a passion at that. There, a responsible person who takes out a responsible loan, 100%. A person, an irresponsible person, takes out an irresponsible loan.
What's irresponsible?
That it's beyond his capability. He doesn't have the bracha levels and the actualization levels to be the payment, to be the proper use of that loan. So he's going to have to pay up in the end. That's tough. Okay, good boy. Good boy, Mazim, told the whole year. The phone being run of a title, she loves a title, I don't have to go into next week. Okay? But those are the two things, those are the two levels. Oh, you have to know. Just this one word and we'll stop. There's like a different day. It's a different day. We're playing different. The person has to know. Vadai, we have to know our level. And we can't go through the world on the keeper's level. And we eat breakfast every morning. We can't live totally every minute of the day on the level of the of giving it in the cheshbon for every anah that we take. But it exists, what's nafkamina. The nafkamina chazal, or magda to us, just like the Shabbos and Sheshit Shemichol, just like the Shemitah and Sheshit Shemichol. Usually, a person is mechuyev in ishtadlus in paras. Shemitah, we're up level to the highest levels of tzaddikim that are put. You don't have to do any ishtadlus, and therefore you're not allowed to. The terrible is to do ishtadlus if you're up to the level that you don't have. What? No, it doesn't get me. According to the halacha, the fi halacha, you can't play around with it. Right? But the concept within the Torah and within the Rabbanans, Chazal gave us portion that's fitting. They measured it out. That's fitting for every year. And with that, we come to a shaychus to these levels, and that's enough. Mea brachas liyim. Mea brachas liyim. We're going to say them anyway. We say them anyway. What do we accomplish? Not very much. Not very much. Not only that, it could be a very way to change your mind. Because one. But if there's no brach in it, so we would just throw out some words that we're trained by the again and it's a shame. Then we're up against the Rubenians. Then we're up with everybody. No, no excuse. So up against the Rubenians. A person is allowed to take a vacation. You're allowed to take a vacation. All the Goyim took vacations. You know, all the Goyim, most of the Goyim had such an idea. It's an idea that a person needs it. It's unacceptable. It's on the list of things that you can account for such a thing. There's a difference if a person goes on vacation because you have to account for it, and it's accountable, or if gives. The more the merrier. The more the more I'm going to have to account for. Everything with a balance. Everything with a balance. Rabbi Akiva teaches us in his Mishnah a tremendous lesson how to get through all the matter. The mice saves a person. If a person will be able to make kinyan in the Mishnah, can save him from kinyan tyrant cover. The whole pitoy business, all different levels and forms of it. If he would be able to be kinyan this Mishnah, to be able to be kohen, even on, without going beyond his majeg, without playing malach, just being a regular normal human being, a yid, according to the regular normal level that we're supposed to be. But hefkeres is finished. Hefkeres is over. There's no more hefkeres. There's no more the merrier. A person lives with a ched. A person has to live with a ched. It's a chanut. The world is a chanut. You want to borrow? Takshul. Think it over really good. Because they'll give it to you. If you want to, you can get it. You can't decide on whether it's beseder or not by availability. There will be available things to you that are going to kill you. They're going to be available to you things that you're going to choke on. You have to cheshbon. The person has to live with the cheshbon. The basic klal of the Mishnah is shavu l'chol nefesh. The first and foremost nefkimina. Surface nefkimina for everybody is what about a veis? That's for sure. You can't cheshbon out. The poshut of pshat, the other pshat of the Mishnah. Olam Hazeh is a chanut. You can choose. But you're going to choose. You're going to have to pay. Schar v'yisr k'negere seder, schar v'yisr. Schar v'yisr, shamatem pav. Schar v'yisr, such a thing. Yeah, there is such a thing. It's a very, very expensive business. It's just not kedai. Try it. Cheshbon it out. Person lives with a cheshbon. He didn't need a cheshbon. To the degree that a person is koine, the capability to live within the cheshbon, it's our can't be sure about it. Doesn't have it. But you really want it. He says, you're right. I really want it. Efshi. You're right. I really want it. Abba Maya. There's a chenver. It's a pinfus. If I'm going to do it, I have to pay. I can't afford it. It's going to hurt me a lot more. I can't afford it. I want it. Yeah, I want it. You're right. Chaz is delicious. It's great. I really want it. Efshi. Well, nice. What can he tell you? He's finished. It's a stop. If you're going to argue with him, telling him, it's disgusting. Give you to smell it. He'll entice you this way. He'll entice you that way. Yeah, maybe it's not so disgusting after. You can entice him. You want to argue with him whether it's gishmak or not, he'll prove it to you. And he'll win. That's his ballgame. But you tell him, say, I have no machlokes with him. You're right. I love it. It's great. Only one problem. He said, no. Doesn't work in cheshbon. I don't have a sif for that. I have to pay. I have to pay in din if I do that. What did he have to say? It's good. The argument is over. And he says, this guy is no tachos. So this guy goes find somebody else. That's what we have to try to do. Let me find somebody else. And finish. Go, stop.